Mario.
Oh, hello, Joseph.
This is not Mario. Hey, how are you?
I'm good. Yeah, I'm Mario's associate. My name's Tina. I'm over at Local Splash. And yeah. I was just calling because we're having trouble processing this month's payment. And I didn't know if there was something going on with the card that we have on file.
Most likely, yes, only because my bank just went from William Penn to Metabank.
Okay.
So there was the bank bought out the other bank. I don't know. They did. But I have a problem with what's going on, though. So if I don't make a payment, people can't leave me a review?
No, they can still leave you a review.
I don't believe that's true. I tried it myself. I had customers try it. And I usually only warranty my work if they leave a review.
Oh, I see.
And with my site being down one, on the top of it, it says it's not being managed or paid. That's embarrassing, first and foremost. Just throwing that out there. Because, like, you know, it's not that I don't want to pay you. It's not that I don't have the money. But bank transferred. I tried calling over the weekend to make the payment, and these guys weren't available. So now I have three different customers looking at me like I don't pay my bills.
Well, it doesn't say that, you know, your account is unpaid. It just says your account is no longer being updated. So it's just meant to be a friendly reminder that your payment's not going through. So, you know, between you and I, we know that, but the customers don't know why that's there. It could be that you were working with a marketing company that you're no longer working with. You know what I mean? But the phone number is still on the site and it's still working and the reviews could still be posted. I'm looking at your Google page right now. It looks like it's you can still post a review on it.
Ow, I tried.
Let's see.
Because I told the one lady, I said, I still don't see the review. And, you know, when I get the review, I'll be there to come back and look at it. And, And then I felt silly because I couldn't post a review.
I'll send you a review generator email and it will have your Google listing hyperlinked at the bottom where you just click on the form that will open up to leave a review. So I just checked it and it's working on this end. So you could always, you know, copy and paste and forward that link to her and, you know, just make sure that that's the same place that she left the review for you, you know?
So normally where would you go to leave the review?
Normally, people would go to Google to leave a review. On your website, if they leave a 5-star review on your Google listing, it will automatically populate over to your site. But we don't have a form on your site where they can leave a review directly. They have to leave it on the Google page, and then if it's a 5-star, it will populate on your site.
So you can't even go on my webpage and leave a review?
Exactly. And we do that intentionally because let's say that you have some kind of disgruntled client or an ex-employee that wants to write a bunch of lies about you and give you a 0-star rating. You know, we don't want that to show up on your website. So we only allow it to show up on your website if it's a 5-star review from Google. So it populates with your Google page. They can still go on and write a bad review for you on Google, but we have it set up that it's not going to smear your name on your website. You see what I mean?
Right. So, I mean, I just want people to be honest.
Yes.
When they Google me, So there's a little Google in the top right-hand corner, correct, of the website?
Well, usually they get to the Google listing first, and then they click on your site. Normally they would put in, you know, electrician near me or electrical contractor or ceiling fan installation or whatever it is they need, wiring. You know, they would type that in, and then when they see you on Google, that's where they'll see your Google listing, and you actually have 6 Google reviews with an impeccable 5-star rating. So you have a great reputation. And then on the Google listing, it says website directions, call, so they can click to your site, click for driving directions, or click to call you. Now, is the 7010 Headley Avenue, is that a residence or is that a business address?
That is a residence. I'd like to take the 7010 off of that, if possible.
Yeah, I was going to say, usually with a residential address, the address is hidden, so I can definitely have them do that for you, you know, is hide the address on there. So you'll still show up as, you know, WE Electrical Contractors in Levittown, PA, but the actual street address would be blocked out. You know what I mean?
Right. So also on there, there's pictures of text messages. Why?
Pictures of what?
Of text messages.
Where are the pictures of the text messages?
When I go to my photos.
Why your photos
on the
where
website.
Where oh on the website, okay, there's pictures of text messages.
Yeah, they're totally irrelevant to the company. I'm not even sure why they would buy it there.
I don't see that right now on your site, so if it was on there previously, perhaps it's already been fixed. But I can send that over to the revision department. The problem is they don't get my request while the account's in a past due status. So I have to get the payment up to speed. And then after the payment's up to speed, they can definitely hide the address and go through the photos and make sure that there's no images showing of text messages. Also, you can always update fresh content to your site through your dashboard. Have you ever been on the dashboard?
Yeah, I can't even log in. It won't let me log in.
Oh, I can help you log in. If the reason that you can't log in right now is just because the account, you know, it'll probably say your account's in suspension. Click here to reactivate. That, again, is like a friendly reminder that your payment's not going through. But once the payment goes through, you have full access to the dashboard again.
Okay. So, again. It's not the payment, but if I miss a payment, there's so many things that I'm not eligible to do that I'm not even comfortable with. Like, I bought that domain, right? You guys made me a website, but now I appreciate you guys controlling the website and making the website and maintaining the website. But if I don't make a payment, I don't need the website to be different. Does that make sense?
I understand that, but that's just the way that our system works. And in the terms and conditions that you acknowledge with your e-signature, you agreed to an automatic renewal each month on the 17th. And in order to prevent that charge, you have to call us 3 business days prior, right? So that's all it is, you know, if the payment's not made on the agreed time, then you don't have access to the dashboard and the little orange banner goes up on the site. But everything else on the site is fully functional. Now, let's say down the road you want to cancel with us, but you want to keep the content that's on the site. You can do that and pay $49 a month for the hosting and maintenance of the site. Because the domain's yours. You don't have to purchase the domain. You already own it. But the content is what you would be paying us for if you wanted to keep the content on the site.
So if I cancel with you and I go with somebody else, what you're telling me is that you're going to erase everything that's on there if I don't continue to pay you guys.
Correct. You would just have to pay for the hosting and the maintenance. Or you would go to the new company that you're going with and have them build you a new site on your domain. Because the domain's still yours, right? You could still do whatever you want with it. But if you want the content that we built, then it's $49, you know, for the hosting and the maintenance of the content.
So I'm like looking at it like this. Like, I bought land, right? And then you mm-hmm. guys built a house on my land. Mm-hmm. Now, I want my land back, but do you take the house?
Right, but we didn't charge you for building the house on the land, because if you go on our website, and I can send you a link to it, let's say you called us at, you know, back in April, and all you wanted was a website. It says on our website that we charge $2,500 up front for the site, plus $49 a month for the hosting, okay? So, and that says starting at. Some people, you know, want more bells and whistles, so they pay even more than $2,500 on a one-time fee. Now, you signed up with a monthly subscription, so Mario had it rolled into your subscription, right? So he didn't charge you the $2,500 up front or the $49 a month for the hosting. He just included it for you. So that's why if you were to cancel, you still have to pay the hosting, but you're still getting a heck of a deal as opposed to paying $2,500 up front plus the hosting. You know what I mean?
I feel like I'm being pranked.
I'll send you a link to the pricing on the website options just so that you can see it.
Okay. So mm-hmm. for the if I want to, I have to pay you guys for the rest of my career if I want to keep the content that are currently on there. That's what you're saying.
Correct. But no matter where you build a site, you're going to have to pay for hosting for the rest of the career. You know, it's that's not only us. Even if you go to Wix or GoDaddy or you go to some other web developer, you still have to pay for hosting and maintenance monthly.
Yeah, GoDaddy's $7 a month, and they have an AI that'll build it for you.
Mm-hmm.
And everything I provided. I mean, I pretty much gave you all, everything you need to build that site.
So here's the thing, Joseph. I've been doing this for 14 years, and I can tell you that I've talked to thousands of business owners over the years that have done that. They've built their own site through GoDaddy. They used AI, or sometimes they hired a fancy web developer, and they spent tens of thousands of dollars building a site. And across the board, they all tell me the same thing, that the site in and of itself never brought them a client. And that's because a website can't bring you a client unless it gets exposure, right? So that's what we specialize in, making sure that the site is on a, you know, the first page of Google in a spotlight position so that it's now in the position to bring you clients. Because if not, your efforts become kind of like, you know, putting a beautiful billboard out in the desert. If, you know, nobody's driving by it and people can't find it, it's not going to do anything for you, right? And that's the same thing with, you know, building a site yourself. It's not going to magically bring clients if people can't find it.
So you can tell when people directly search my email or my website, and then you can tell when people are just looking and then click the link, correct?
So Google tracks what's called an impression and what's called an action, okay? So let's say they type in electrician near me and you come up on the first page, and let's say that they don't click on you. Let's say that they click on some other company and they never click on you. You were still found, so Google will track that. The second thing Google tracks is the action, is the second step that person took to find you. So what it's showing me on your dashboard is that in the short time that you've been with us, your company has been found on the first page of Google 323 times, and you've had 164 Google actions, which include clicks to your site and clicks to call you from the first page. In addition to that, there's 51 leads on the dashboard that came in through that call tracking number that we're providing for you. So okay. It's showing all the activity here. You know what I mean? There's Facebook ad activity too, but I believe you're not using those anymore. I think you just are doing the $149 package now that has, you know, without the Facebook ads.
So you can obviously see that 80 to 90% of those calls were calls that my customers that I gave that number to? Right?
Well, I don't know. I'd have to sit on the dashboard and listen to the 51 calls that are on there. You know what I mean? I don't know if you asked them how you found me or what the deal is there, but I can tell you that Google is tracking that of the 323 impressions, it says that 15 people Googled the call tracking number, but 15 people Googled electrical companies Levittown, PA. 15 people typed in electrician. 15 people typed in electrician Levittown, PA. 15 people electrician near me. 15 electricians in Fallsington, PA. 15 was WE Electrical Contractors. Wagner Electric, interestingly enough, you came up 15 times. So Google is tracking the keyword of how what they're typing in to actually find you. So, you know, if you gave the number out to a handful of people that Googled you, you know, that then, you know, I'm sure that that's how they reached you through the call tracking number, but it's also showing you that people are also searching for your services. And they're finding you that way as well. Now, let's say that you canceled this down the road and you went with a new company. If you remember, industry standard for first page placement takes 90 days. We're a premier partner to Google, so we do it much quicker, which is why you have solid results on your dashboard. But everything that we did would unravel and you would start all over again with, you know, waiting like, you know, 2 to 3 months before you start ranking. You know what I mean? If you were to try to go with another company. And sometimes those new companies will promise you the moon and the stars and then they don't deliver. So, you know, I'd be very careful if, you know, that's what your intention is because, you know, I've been doing this for a long time. And there's a lot of people that, you know, they think the grass is greener on the other side because, you know, some Mickey Mouse company called them and promised them the moon and the stars. And then sometimes it even ends up being a scam, you know, and the reason it's a scam with a certain number of them is sometimes they will get a person, you know, to cancel with us and go with them. And then they can't create a new Google page for them because it's a duplicate and that would throw up a red flag with Google. And then they can't do anything with the Google page that's already created because they never ask for access to it. And that's the problem is, you know, that person is actually throwing money down the toilet thinking that, you know, some new company is doing a service for them when in reality they're not doing anything. You know what I mean? So just be very, very careful if, you know, you heard from another company or you're thinking of going with another company, just, you know, triple check and make sure it's legit and make sure that you're willing to wait the timeline in order to do that.
Right. So what do I pay per month?
Right now, your subscription is just $149 month to month. I think initially you started with $249. Yeah, but the $249 included an extra $100 worth of Facebook ads, but it looks like you discontinued that after the May payment because the June payment, it went just to the $149.
Oh, hold on 1 second, man. Where is electrical? Go to electrical. Okay. Oh, man. The money is not the issue. The time is not the issue. If I need to go with a new company, I will. I don't mind waiting that nine months. I have 9 months worth of work lined up. So.
Right.
It's
90 days, not 9 months. So it's like 3 months. Yeah, it's not 9 months. It's 90 days. Yeah, so about 3 months.
2 years of work lined up. So I get it.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Perfect.
So
yeah.
I kind of just wanted a website. Right? So.
Okay.
Now.
So what I would suggest, Joseph, is I can't do anything with the past due balance just because of the terms and conditions. I can't even cancel the account. And the good news is you're catching it in time, because if you, you know, just left it alone, come August 17th, that 149 turns to 298 and it continues to reoccur until this settles, right? So what I would suggest is, you know, get the account up to speed, and then I could try to get an override for you to help you out a little bit and see if they would allow me to put you into the corporate rate for hosting, which is just $29 a month. Usually you have to be like a Subway sandwich or an Anytime Fitness, you know, where you have over 100 locations to get that corporate rate. But I could explain the situation to my director and see if I could get an override and, you know, at least help you out that way.
Yeah. Yeah, we're going to have to definitely figure out something, because I don't know. I don't feel like all this was explained to me in the beginning, and I don't feel like I was being treated fair, and that's not fair. But I'm getting material together right now. I'm in the middle of working at a restaurant, and I have the power shut off. So let me get this done with. And you guys are open till when?
We're here until 7 p.m. Eastern every day, Monday through Friday.
Okay. So me or my secretary would either call you back by the end of the day and get everything squared away. But I have to focus on this real quick and get everything situated before I got to keep the money coming in, you know what I mean, keep clients happy.
So then let me ask you this, because I don't want to take any more of your time because you have to get back to that job. In the event that your secretary calls, do you want me to automatically get the override and put you into 29 hosting for next month? Or do you want to take advantage of the rest of the month that you're paying for and wait closer to August 17th to do that? Because you could always call in a couple of days before August 17th and say, hey, I want to change my account to just hosting. And once I get the override on it, I can notate your account. So then anybody, you know, that takes the call, even in customer service, would be able to apply that for you.
Okay. So just pump, if you can, just pump your brakes for right this second before I make an executive decision on that. Let me talk to my accountant and see what she has to say.
Okay.
And then me or my secretary will call back and we'll figure it out from there.
Okay. And then that link that I texted you, just so you know, it's just so that you can see, if you click on it and go to the bottom, it'll show you that it says website start at 2500. But the number on there is my direct line. So if anything changes, you can call me or give that number to your secretary, because that's how she could reach me directly, using that extension 777. Okay.
Okay. Very good. Thank you.
All right. You're welcome.
Appreciate
Have a
that.
Good day. Yeah. Peace no soon. Problem, Joseph. Okay. Bye.